This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Pope Emeritus Benedict's body, his head resting on a pair of crimson pillows, lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica on Monday as tens of thousands queued to pay tribute to the pontiff who shocked the world by retiring a decade early. On the eve of the first of 3 days of viewing, Italian security officials said at least 25,000 to 30,000 people have come on Monday, but by the end of the first day's viewing, some 65,000 people had passed. Northern California residents are bracing for another round of powerful storms this week after flooding from a New Year's Eve deluge killed one person, prompting the evacuation of more than 1,000 inmates in a county jail and washed away a section of a levee system that protects mostly rural farmland. In South Sacramento County, crews rushed to repair a 200-foot section of a roughly 34-mile levee system along the Costanez River that protects just over 53 square miles of mostly vineyards and cattle ranches. Crews hope to finish repairs before the next storm is forecast to hit on Wednesday. If they can't, they'll seal whatever progress they have made with plastic and sandbags and hope for the best. A weather phenomenon known as an atmospheric river dumped up to 5 inches of rain in the Sacramento region and up to a foot of snow in the mountains on Saturday. Earth, Wind & Fire's drummer Fred White is dead. Tyler Cool has more.
The band and his brother, Verdeen, confirmed the news. White joined his siblings in the band in 1974 and contributed to breakout hits like Shining Star and Saturday Night. He left Earth, Wind & Fire in the early 1980s, but returned for their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. He also continued to sing with other artists and most recently appeared on Diana Ross's 2021 comeback album. No cause of death was given. White was 67 years old. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Tulane rallied from a massive deficit and beat USC 46-45 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least 500 migrants have arrived in small boats along the Florida Keys over the last several days in what the local sheriff's office described on Monday as a crisis. Economic turmoil, food shortages, and soaring inflation in Cuba and other parts of the Caribbean are spurring the most recent wave of migrants. Over the weekend, 300 migrants arrived at the sparsely populated Dry Tortugas National Park, about 70 miles west of Key West. The park was closed so that law enforcement and medical personnel could evaluate the group before moving them to Key West, the park tweeted. The Vatican is reporting the last words of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI were an expression of his faith.
On Sunday, the late Pope's longtime secretary told the Vatican's official media that a nurse attending the 95-year-old Benedict heard him say in a very faint voice in Italian, quote, "Lord, I love you." He died about 6 hours later on Saturday morning. Benedict's remains will be on public display in St. Peter's Basilica starting today. Pope Francis will preside over funeral services for the former pontiff on Thursday in St. Peter's Square. The former Joseph Ratzinger was elected pope in 2005 and resigned because of poor health in 2013. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Prosecutors plan to seek a decades-long prison sentence for a man who is expecting to plead guilty this week to opening fire in a subway car and wounding 10 riders in an attack that shocked New York City. Frank James, 63, is scheduled to enter a guilty plea on Tuesday in Brooklyn federal court, admitting that he was responsible for the April 12th attack. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,